Well, I'm here at Crufts today with Peter Laurie, who is the Chief Executive of the Retired Greyhound Trust. So I'm really pleased to be able to have the time to grab 10 minutes or so with Peter and find out a little bit more about him and the Trust. So first of all, hello Peter.
Hello there. Hi.
And thank you for speaking to us.
It's a pleasure.
Can you tell me, for people who may not know, and how dare they not know, but who may not know about the Retired Greyhound Trust and what you do?
Sure, we're a national charity. We've been going for about 35 years now, and we're based in Worcester Park in South London, but we've got a branch network comprising 70 rehoming centres right across Britain, from the Isle of Skye in the north right down to Jersey in the south, and pretty much every county in between. So a huge network of branches, predominantly run by volunteers, and from those branches we rehome over 4,000 greyhounds every year.
Wow, 4,000 greyhounds, that's a lot of happy hounds going to homes, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, it's grown progressively since we started, really. I think 10 years ago we were rehoming just over 1,000 greyhounds a year, and it's grown and grown, and as I say, we've rehomed more than 4,000 every year for the last 5 years, so that's a really pleasing number.
Well, that's great. Now, for people who don't know, there's a lot of misconceptions about greyhounds over the amount of exercise they need, and you know that they can't live with cats and things like that. Can you dispel some of those myths for us?
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of myths out there, and one of the reasons we're here at Crufts this week is to try and put greyhounds in front of the public and break down some of those barriers and show people that they are very lazy, very gentle animals, perfect pets for people of all ages. Elderly people, people with young children in many cases. So we rehome to a wide spectrum, and they are good with people. They're easy to look after. They're short-haired dogs. They keep themselves clean. They're fairly quiet. They don't need much exercise. They need a couple of short walks a day, maybe 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, and then a couple of stretches in the garden in between. So they're low maintenance couch potatoes.
They certainly are. I can vouch for that. My three often sleep more than the cat, I have to say, and I am one of those people where they do live with a cat, so can certainly say that a number of greyhounds, once they come off the tracks, can obviously live with cats.
It's amazing how quickly they detrain when they finish racing. They go from becoming one of the fastest dogs on the planet to one of the slowest, really, and after a while, they do lose interest in chasing things, and the vast majority of greyhounds will live very happily in a home environment, and a very good number will live happily with other dogs, and in some cases, cats too. I know I had a retired greyhound who was more scared of the cat than the cat was of him, and that worked very well. They kept each other company in the end.
Yeah, I think they do. And I mean, I've known of people where greyhounds have gone into homes with rabbits, with chickens, chinchillas, and a whole host of different animals. So I do know that they can live very well with small furries.
They get curious, but they often have no interest in actually getting too close to them at all. They just look at them and their ears prick up, and they just wonder what they are, I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Now, you said you've homed about 4,000 every year, don't you? Which is great. When was the 50,000, was it, dog rehomed? That's a huge number.
Yeah, in 2010 we rehomed our 50,000th greyhound, which was a real milestone for the charity. And it, as I say, the charity started in the early days with a very small organisation with one or two branches, and it's now grown to a network of over 70 branches. And so the number of dogs we've been able to care for when they finish racing and find homes for has increased progressively during that time. But 50,000 was a tremendous milestone. Got some really good press coverage at the time, and we're kicking on from there. And I think as we speak now, we've probably homed over 55,000. So we go from strength to strength, I hope.
No, that is amazing. And you work quite closely with trainers, don't you, as well, in a number of cases?
We do. We're not a political organisation. We don't express a view, really, on racing. We work with the greyhound racing industry and with trainers and owners of racing greyhounds. Because I think a collaborative approach is the best one to help as many greyhounds as possible. And we try to be constructive and positive and promote greyhounds as fantastic pets. And we have very good cooperation from the stakeholders in the sport, which is very important.
Yeah, no, that's great. And there is a percentage, isn't there, of the takings from the sport that go towards the Greyhound Trust. Is that right?
Sure, that's right. For every pound bet in an off-course betting shop, a Ladbrokes or a William Hill, for example, we would receive 0.6% of that pound bet, and a percentage of that is donated to us by the bookmakers to help fund our work. About 40% of our income comes from the bookmakers, and that's equivalent to about 1.4 million a year.
Well, that's pretty good. But if people want to help the trust themselves, how can they get involved with fundraising and help you?
Sure. So we received 1.4 from the bookmakers. That leaves us needing to raise about another 1.6 million to fund our activities and to hit that 4,000 mark each year. So in many ways people can help, right down from buying raffle tickets or merchandise from our catalogues to making regular donations. Sponsoring one of our long-stay greyhounds is a very popular way of helping us. We do a lot of people who run marathons and jump out of planes and do all sorts of wacky things to raise money. And we also promote legacies. Legacies, I think, are important for every charity. And RGT is no exception. I think people who leave gifts to us in their wills are really helping our work for the future.
That's brilliant. Okay. And if somebody wanted to give a greyhound a home, where's the best place that they can go online and perhaps find out some information?
I think the best place to start is to look at our website, which is retiredgreyhounds.co.uk. And we've got a link there with all our branches, with the location, the name of the branch, and the contact telephone number for the lead volunteer. Get in touch with your local branch and they'll point you in the right direction and introduce you to some of the greyhounds looking for homes.
Well, that's brilliant. And you're also on Facebook and Twitter, aren't you?
We are indeed. We're on Facebook at Retired Greyhounds and on Twitter at RGT_UK as well.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for that. And everybody who's listening to this knows, as I've already said, how great greyhounds are as pets. And I would thoroughly recommend anybody giving a home to one. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you.